Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that will help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out. Got it? If you don't, pause, write a few more things.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is Cliff McKnight at Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. QS Motivation Vision brings it to you live.
Hello, hello.
We are making it happen, and we're asking you to, if you're ready, to make it happen too. Are you ready? Are you really, really ready? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror. Pause. If you don't have a mirror, pick out your phone and pretend you're taking a selfie. Look at yourself and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And if you're really ready, go on and take that picture. You can post it on my page, Clifton McKnight or Clifton McKnight Motivision, and say, I'm ready. I'm ready, Clifton. I'm ready. And I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to check in with you. We're going to make sure you do. I'm going to represent one of the strategies, one of the steps you need to succeed. The whole point today is about your self-direction. Your self-direction, not your job's direction of you, not your bosses or your parents, not anyone outside, not your spouse, not your kids, whoever it is, the truth is that it begins with you. Get prayerful, get still, because if it is to be, it's going to be up to thee. I'm going to give you 5 quick steps. I'm going to give you an opportunity to chime in if you have something you want to add. We're going to have you add your perspective. Make your contribution to the world. Let me tell you, if you contribute on this call, you will have traveled across time and space to reach someone else who might need just what you have to offer to succeed. In addition to that, you may receive even greater reward because through interaction, things that were before hidden come to light, and you are right there. You're right there. You have been here before, but today you're going to step across the threshold. So let's get started. Right out the box, we've got to be honest with ourselves. If we know what we want, we have to be honest with ourselves as to where we are today. Where are you today? Do you know what you need to succeed? Do you have all the information you need? Do you have enough information to get started? The answer usually is yes for that latter part. You already know enough to know that staying where you are is not going to get you anywhere. If you have enough insight of yourself and of your life and of what you want out of your life, then you already know that you got to go. And if you know you gotta go, that's the first step to really being able, to really having the desire, the strength, the fortitude to break through the barriers of self-limitations that you put on yourself and others put on you. To know that you've had enough and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. That today is your best day ever, and you're going to utilize it in that regard. So all while I am talking about the action, the execution, I also want you to make, I want to make sure that you have begun to reflect upon the education. So you must educate yourself, and then you must take immediate action on that education. Now, number one, educate yourself and plan to, and be prepared to take immediate action. How do you do that? You got to go to number two. Number two says you know yourself well enough to get your best time of day. Once you reflect upon your best time of day, then you must maximize your goals, dreams, and plans by taking action during that best time. Some of you say, I can't, I'm at work. I think you got to look at this, and you're going to have to make some plans and some decisions. If you cannot do it at your best time, then your very next best time had better be the right time. Those of you who decide you're going to save your goals and dreams until the very end, you're likely to run out of time and gas. You've got to give it that early. Now, for me, I discovered that if I get up a little bit earlier, I can start. I can take some action. I can do one thing that can move me in the direction I want to go. If you will just give yourself a little bit of your time, if it is during the work hours, you know what? Instead of going to lunch for the full time, give a bit of that time to your vision, to your life, to your dreams, and your purpose. You got to be serious about it. If you're ready, you're going to be serious. If you know your reason why, then you will educate yourself. If you know your best time of day and you know your reason why, then you'll make space. You won't make excuses. This morning, you know, I woke up with a song in my heart, some extra pep in my step, and a twinkle in my eye. Now, why'd I wake up like that? I woke up like that because I'm fully aware that I'm a blessed child. I'm fully aware that because I'm connected to the infinite, that there is infinite potential available to me. Now, having a mind sense of that and having an intimate clarity all the way down to your cellular level, I guarantee you it's two different things. No matter what goes on about you and all around you, somewhere along the line, because you understand whose you are, not just who you are, you just erupt with overcoming power. And even if you get knocked down, you spring back up and ready to go for it, ready to go for it. How, again, you must know, you must be clear that there is no option other than this option that you have designed for you, that the only option is success. Success, you're tuning in through the Spirit. You're going to allow that greatness to manifest through you. You're educating yourself. You determine your best time of day, and now you're going to put that best time of day into practice. Now, are you ready for the next one, number three? It's very simple. Maybe not be easy, but it's simple. You need to attract a team, cultivate it, and build on it, and create some tremendous synergy. The energy of synergy will take you far beyond where you ever imagined. The reason why I know you have unlimited potential, because your unlimited potential includes me. It includes someone else who has the special interest, special talent, and the special desire and ability to be of service and assistance to you. You take that person or persons, and you feed them. You nurture them. You encourage them. Because they're there for you. The stronger they are, the stronger you are. I hope you're hearing me. Listen to what I'm saying. This is it. This is the time. This is the moment in life where you will look at yourself. You remember this. Did you take that selfie? Did you look in the mirror then? Look in the mirror. You need to capture this moment because it's on like popcorn. It's real. It's the deal. You create a team, and you know what? Sometimes the team will come to you, you will magnetize it. And other times, you just have to have that swivel head. You're looking for it. You're walking around, you're looking. Are you one? Are you one? Are you one? Oh, no, you're not. No problem. Are you one? Are you one? And then you manifest those magnificent resources. It's interesting. Sometimes your team may not be a live entity. It might be something or someone else who reached across time and space and touched your heart. You know, you can go to YouTube and you can listen to Les Brown and Tyler Perry. I listened today. I had my class to listen to Stephen R. Covey, who died. He's passed away. He's no longer around. But you know what? He left a legacy. He left a legacy of insight and information that you can use, that you can put on your team to help you to magnify your life and your success. Capture the miracle of time and space, of conquering time and space, and capitalize through reading, through video, through introspection, reflection, through observation, through negotiation and discussion. Connection, ladies and gentlemen, connection. If you've read chapter 2 and if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves, then you know what I'm talking about when I talk about interconnection and unlimited potential. Because you have taken the time to be your personal best and to be a blessing to others, you in turn begin to magnetize people who have your best interest at heart, and they bring a skill set that supplements and complements who you are and what you do. And together you move forward, and the world cannot believe the success you will achieve. So we don't worry about what the world will believe. We simply go about our lives, creating and touching other lives, and creating and attracting the abundance that is ours already. You see, as the children of the King, we inherit the abundant life in the world that is here. Everything in the world is connected to us. We feel and act like we're in lack because we just don't know. It's like having $1 million in a bank and not knowing it, not knowing the bank account number, not even being aware it's there, running around starving and hungry, worrying about how you're going to pay the bills. Look, stop it. Check out your account number. Make a withdrawal. How do you make your withdrawal? Execution, folks. Number 4, daily activity and feedback. Daily activity and feedback. You see, if you have a vision of where you want to go, and you are clear about where you want to go, and you did what I said in the beginning, you took a clear and honest picture of who you are and where you are. See, if you took that honest picture, you know what you don't have. You know what you're lacking, and you know that you've got to take extraordinary steps to overcome that which you lack or complement it through the resources of someone else. If you know those things, then you're ready. You're ready to make this happen. I will say to you, take daily activity and create means for feedback. You need to have in your spirit and on your planning module, on your planning program, the things you need to make sure you're on target. Sometimes it's through a person. Sometimes it's through technology. Whatever it is, give yourself feedback. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, take the time, get ready, go to YouTube after this call, after you finish this show, and type in Stephen Covey personal mission statement. Stephen Covey personal mission statement. I actually included it in one of my earlier shows so you could hear his message right where you stood. But what hit me so significantly in his very short presentation was that if you know what you want out of life, if you are clear about what you want out of life, and you decide and determine that you're going to create that reality, you can go about that business and be off track 90% of the time and still arrive at your destination on time and on target. How? Through execution and feedback. Daily execution. He gave the illustration of the airplane, of how a plane takes off with a flight plan, but all the while it's up in the air, it's being affected by the external forces, the wind, the air, the circulation of the planet, all the things that take place on any run which can take you off course. And it's often off course, but it has the instrumentation to say you're off course, make an adjustment. So it is a constant act of gauge and adjust. That's why I even tell my students F equals A. Failure equals adjustment. You make a phone call, you don't get the results you need, you make an adjustment, you make another phone call. You decide you have a conversation with somebody, they're not giving you the insight you want to be, you take a look and you might even ask them, listen, you know, my whole purpose is to try to meet your needs. Can you tell me what I might have done differently to have helped you to see how I can be of service to you? You know, I'm going to try to help some other people, and I just want to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong. You see, your honest insight and request to them can get you something that you can learn from to build you to a better tomorrow. So let's go back again. We talked number one. Before we even talked about the five things, the first thing I had to ask you was, are you really ready? Because let me say this. If you're not ready, then any excuse will keep you from taking action. But once you have made a decision that you will accept nothing but your success, you're ready. You have the motivation and incentive and enthusiasm to help you to overcome setbacks and knockdowns and distractions and deception and all the things that the world will throw at you. You'll just gauge and adjust. And how do you do this? You're going to read and educate. You're going to read and educate. You're going to educate yourself. You're going to go to workshops, seminars. You're going to read books. You're going to talk to people who are where you want to be. You want to put yourself around individuals who represent that kind of success that you want to experience. You know, the more you're around it, the less you're going to hear from those mamby-pamby, itty-bitty minds that will tell you what you cannot do because they want you to hang out in broke land with them. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to determine your best time of day. You're going to pause and you're going to reflect on when is it that you're most productive, and that's when you're going to put your priorities, your vision, that which is helping you to live and breathe and be enthusiastic about life, you're going to put that front and center. Get it off the back burner, put it on your front burner. You deserve that. You're going to establish a team, which was number three. You're going to establish a team of both real, living, current, present people, and people that you can reach through observation, through meditation, through reading, through history, through YouTube, whatever. And it really does lean into number five when I bring it up like that, because number five is be resourceful and determined. You want to think outside the box, ladies and gentlemen. You want to. If you don't know how to do something, or if you run into an obstacle, you don't let that knock the wind out of you and take you out of the game. You use it as an opportunity to create more creativity, to be more creative, to create more possibilities, to look at what other way can you do this. You may run across a deal that doesn't look like it'll work on its face, but because you are employing the inner resources, the resourcefulness that is yours, and that could come from your own prayer and introspection, reflection, from something you read, or it could come from some of the people you've interacted with, I guarantee you, you will come up with some ideas that you could use. And if you come up with something that you could have used before, no worries. You got it now. The next time it comes up, you're ready. So I'm going to open up the lines here a moment, and I'm going to get an opportunity to hear from you. I want you to know that it is truly a privilege to share this microphone with you, that I don't take it lightly, that as part of my passion and my mission, it is my intention to flood the airwaves with possibility, and you're a part of that today, and that as you share, recognize that what you say, people can be listening to for years to come. They might hear you across the country and other parts of the world. So we appreciate your input. I'm going to start off with 30173. Well, I'll just say the last four digits are 0547. This is Cliff McKnight. Welcome to Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Cliff.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm
Who is
great.
This?
How are you?
Outstanding. Who am I
yes.
speaking with, please?
Sterling.
Oh, hello, Sarahlene. Please tell me, you have something that you want to add or comment you want to make?
No, I was just wanted to say that listening to you right now, it's so warming to know that we have people out here like you that are willing to step out aside themselves in order to help someone else to fulfill their dreams, to put them on the right track, you know, just to give them advice on what to do, which way to go, whatever their dream is. And, you know, just point them in the right direction and know that they're not alone out there, you know, because there's always someone else that's in the same boat, too, that's going to need some help. So with the help that you're giving us and everyone else, it's a blessing, and I thank you for that.
Well, you are most welcome. I truly appreciate that. Stay with us and make your comment on Facebook and the Clifton McKnight or Clifton McKnight Motivision, and send me a private message. We'll stay in touch.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Next we have last four digits are 2217. 221, as that, I know who that is. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
How are you this fine day?
Oh, I'm blessed. Holly Shaver, a little under the weather, but I'm all right. Wanted to call in and say, you know, I'm very appreciative of this totally inspiring call tonight. You know, everything that you are speaking on is, again, always right on the money and always a constant pusher and booster when I need it. So I just appreciate, you know, what you've done and what you have. Well, I know you will continue to help me do in the future. So I just wanted to say thank you, and it's been a privilege.
Well, you're very welcome, Oka. Please feel free to comment on Facebook if you use social media. And I apologize. I thought you were someone else, but I'm sure glad to have you on the line. Please make sure we connect, all right?
All right.
Next, we have last four digits, 6528, and I'm not going to guess. You're on the line. How can we help you today? What comment you have?
Wait, you know, we're on this journey together.
Let me tell you what it is.
Okay.
I do know what you're laughing at.
No, I'm listening to Miami.
No, you're laughing at them.
Not hearing you very clearly at all.
I hear other people talking, so I don't know what is it.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
I hit the wrong button. Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Yeah. Well, we're on this journey together, you know, and it's unstoppable.
Amen.
Right now, everything is falling in place. And as long as we continue to support each other and continue to be inspired by each other's positive words and we all remain to be like-minded people, there's no stopping us. This is our year.
That's right. Now you understand. You know, folks, I know some of you just picked the number up when you went online. For those who don't know, you've got about 4 or 5 minutes left. The phone number is 516-595-8315. 516-595-8315. And if you miss me on this call, please check us out on Duru Interviews with Clifton McKnight. That'll be coming up soon not at a theater near you, but at a blog site on an internet site near you soon. Stay tuned for that. And football lovers, the MFL Football League is stepping up into the game. Majestic Football League opening up, tuning in at the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and then spreading over like wildfire. I want you to stay tuned. Go to MajesticFootballLeague.com. MajesticFootballLeague.com. Next, we have last four digits, 7148. 7148. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, that's Dr. Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just want to tell you, you hit the mark when you said, know your best hour of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
You should gear up and know when you're your most effective. And Did you not say that? I think it's.
I did indeed. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much. And, you know, you're not on Facebook, but you're in my book. So we will talk soon again.
I know. Number two, yes. No, for the best time for oneself. You know, not other people's schedule, yours.
Amen.
And honor that. And you're more effective at that time.
Folks, that's Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor. I will tell you, you will hear a lot more from her, working on her book and planning to go on tour. We will go on tour. Presently, it's Dr. Mom, myself, and my daughter, Chelsea McKnight, author of soon-to-be bestseller children's book, Milton's Buttons. And we will go on tour talking about the ACE legacy, honoring and growing and developing through our ancestors, our children, and our elders, moving a community forward. ACE Legacy. Stay tuned for that. You will be a part of it, and you will do as the Bible says. You will be a good man will leave an inheritance for his children's children. And I'm saying, male or female, man or woman, if you truly intend to be that blessing, you can be a blessing for generations to come. I guarantee it. The actions you take now will encourage and create that for all involved. So you got five steps you need to succeed now. What will you do? Are you going to continue to educate yourself? If you have already made that decision, if the burn has got in your heart and soul and spirit to the extent that you are ready to go after it and you're not going to let anyone turn you down, you're ready. To get a clearer understanding of it, remember chapter 2, and if you can't calm the water, learn to ride the waves, we'll talk to you about the will or the wheel of fortune. The will, W-I-L-L, and the wheel, W-H-E-E-L, of fortune. That will take you from where you are to where you want to go. Best time of day. By the way, looks like I didn't say this part, but when I talk to you about creating a team, make sure that you create rewards for yourself and for your team on a regular basis, and that those rewards are not exercised until goals are reached. Give yourself something to strive for, to have fun doing together, and then celebrating together. Matter of fact, one of my colleagues, one of my team says, you know what, Cliff? We're going to take a vacation every quarter. And I look at that and I think, well, that makes great sense. Particularly, let's say you've been on a job, and in your job you made a couple of $1,000 a month here and there, and then you decided you're going to start your business and you hit your business hard, and you end up making $5,000 or $10,000 a month for 3 months in a row. You have earned a vacation. Take that vacation, celebrate, put money aside for the next 3 months just in case, and to reinvest in your business. And in addition, knock it out for the next 3 months. That team approach, checking your daily activity, giving each other feedback is going to get you there. Giving yourselves positive reinforcement will help get you there. And be resourceful. Being resourceful, it really culminates with all the four things previously mentioned. Being resourceful not only means being creative in strategy, but it also means being creative in educating and sharpening your saw and being of a resource and a service to others and of just making your life work. Even in the midst of struggle, you will find that your life will continue to work for good. Even the bad things that happen will be flipped into opportunities. This is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. By the way, celebrate with me, Learn to Ride the Waves has become a number one Amazon bestseller, and I want to thank you for your support and for the joy that it brings. Please write a review as you read through. God bless, and have a tremendous day. From Vision to Decision, That's me saying, you don't need to work alone. You can create your success by helping the success of others.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart.